Summer driving season is upon us. That's a combination of tons of traffic, all our roads under construction all at once, and a ton of accidents. That's summertime in Michigan. We have a ton of accidents, and if you are injured in one, injury attorney David Feminino and his team are ready to help you right now. It's simple. He doesn't take a fee until he wins your case. You could speak to David personally right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website anytime. Get David. GetPaid.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Now that's Kenny's concubine, right?
Jennifer? Yeah. David, where's the Kenny one at? Oh. Oh. There we go. Rico Beard, Michael Stone. Mike is in for Mike Valeni. By the way, we will be broadcasting live from Vegas tomorrow.
By the way, Rico, I give you tons of credit. I mean, because you are just sucking it up, whereas your partner, I guess, can't work the day before he gets on a flight or the day of that he gets on a flight.
Yes.
Now, is he on your flight or is he out there already?
Oh, he's out there already. He's at the Circus Swim already.
Okay.
Oh, no. Come on. No. You know, it'll just be me and Evan.
Okay.
So,
yeah. All right.
So, no. It's the cost of being the diva. He's the Diana Ross, so he gets to go out there a day early and just live it up and live large. You know, hey. Don't hate me because it's true.
I'm praising you.
All right, Michael Stone in till 6 o'clock. Okay, guys, we're going to go behind the curtain for a second for you listeners. Because a lot of times we'll sit around the table, we'll come up with different topics, and sometimes the topics just happen. I was talking with David because a lot's going on this weekend. You got the Michigan-Texas game. You got the Lions opening night against the Rams, Matthew Stafford coming home. Kelly's keeping the kids in L.A. so nobody boos them. And if you haven't been paying attention, the Tigers, they're still relevant. Depending on what happens in the next couple of days, they're fighting for that last wild card spot. So I'm asking David this question. I'm going to ask you, the listener, as well. 248-539-9797. This weekend, with everything going on, we're going to go on, Stoney, we'll go under the assumption that the Tigers win the next two games.
Okay.
Okay?
Sure.
They're heading into this weekend series. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You can only watch one of the three things. Because, as I said, I don't think that too many people are going to be watching the Michigan State-Maryland game outside of myself.
No.
So, Michigan-Texas, Lions-Rams, or the Tigers weekend series. You can watch one. And the one that you watch, you will get the exact outcome that you want. Which one are you choosing? I asked this question, people, because I got three different answers. I asked Stoney, I asked David, I asked Kenny. I got three different answers. Each one was picking a different event from this weekend and watching it because they want the outcome that you want. If you like the Tigers, you're going to watch the Tigers, you're going to get that outcome. Michigan, you're going to get Michigan. They will beat Texas. Lions, they're going to beat the Rams.
Right.
And the Rams, no slouches. A lot of people have the Rams to win the NFC West this year.
Mm-hmm.
So the reason why the Lions beating the Rams is important, that could be a tiebreaker game right off the bat.
Could be a seeding game. Absolutely. Okay. Now, if you don't pick a particular event, that doesn't mean that that team is going to lose either, though. Right?
Right. You guarantee
right.
This one happens.
Yes.
Yeah, because for me, I'm going to ask you. I'll let you guys answer first. 248-539-9797. David, I asked you to start this with?
Yes.
Who did you pick?
It's been so long for the Detroit Tigers. I'm choosing the Detroit Tigers because I want that result, okay? We haven't been in the playoffs since 2014. It's been 10 years since we've been in the playoffs.
Yep.
Getting that result this weekend would mean we are that much closer to getting back to the playoffs. We would have a series coming up with the team right in front of us, the Kansas City Royals, that would put us in prime position to make the move to be the last wild card in the playoffs. So I'm going for the Tigers.
So you're bypassing the Lions. I get it. You're a Steelers fan.
So I'm bypassing the Lions easily.
But Michigan, you're a Michigan fan.
I am bypassing Michigan.
You got Texas.
Yeah. Yeah. But here's the thing. I don't believe, and I've said this for a while, if you even said it, it's even on our college football predictions. I don't think Michigan's making the playoff, and I don't think a win versus Texas is changing that.
So you got the Tigers sweeping the A's in Oakland.
Yes.
David's taking the Tigers. Kenny, you were next.
Yeah, so the way that David feels about Michigan is kind of the way I feel about the Tigers. Is I don't think they're for real, and the Lions are, in fact, for real. So them winning tiebreaker game, like you said, it's much bigger in the NFL. So, yeah, I'm taking the Lions here.
Well, there's only one of the three teams that I definitely think is for real, and that's the Lions. But they can afford to lose one of 17. The Tigers, you're asking me to sit through three straight games against the Oakland A's in that ballpark, watching that?
Ugh. But you're getting the result. You're getting a sweep.
I'm sorry. Give me.
And this is based off of they just took two from San Diego.
Right, which ain't happening. But for our argument, it is. I'm going to go with Michigan because I don't think Michigan's that good either. But if they beat Texas, then suddenly I'm feeling a lot better about that football team because if you're going to go by, and everybody's gone by last week, right? Michigan didn't look good, right?
Summer driving season is upon us. That's a combination of tons of traffic, all our roads under construction all at once, and a ton of accidents. That's summertime in Michigan. We have a ton of accidents, and if you are injured in one, injury attorney David Feminino and his team are ready to help you right now. It's simple. He doesn't take a fee until he wins your case. You could speak to David personally right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website anytime, getdavidgetpaid.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
No, they didn't look good.
They didn't look good. I agree. Well, who are the two teams that everybody says besides Texas that you're really worried about? Oregon and Ohio State. Well, Ohio State looked great against the horrible Akron team. Oregon arguably played a worse team than Michigan played, and they only won by 10 points either.
Did you watch any of that Oregon game?
I saw some highlights.
Okay.
They dominated for parts of the game.
None of that game made any sense.
Yeah. I know.
They should have won by 50.
Dan Lanning made some ridiculous decisions as well.
And you're like, wait, you're only up. I think they were up by three in the fourth. Like,
and they're going for it and stuff like that.
You know, you throw for like, Dylan Gabriel threw for like 400 yards. Like,
I know.
What is going on here? But so you're taking
Michigan. I'm taking Michigan because I think I need that as a fan. And we might get into this later to, I don't know, remedy this season that I think is going to happen.
Stoney's taking Michigan. David's taking the Tigers. He's taking a sweep. He wants to see the Tigers actually compete because it's been over 10 years before they made the play, since they made the playoffs. Kenny, he's ready.
Kenny's taking Georgia over Tennessee Tech. Isn't that who they play, I think? Something like that.
I don't think he needs to worry about that. I think Kenny's fine with that. Kenny is taking the Lions. 248-539. 9797. I'm going to ask you the people. You have the scenario. You can only watch one. And the one that you watch, you will get the outcome that you want. Are you taking Michigan, Texas? Are you taking the Lions and the Rams, and the Lions beating the Rams, or are you taking the Tigers sweeping the A's and putting them that much closer to that final wild card spot? Which one are you selecting?
Rico, I think we know which one you're taking.
Look, all three basically are no loses for any of us. Like, if the Tigers do what David hopes, we're all going to be happy. If Michigan wins and the Tigers don't, David will still be happy that Michigan beat Texas. Now, obviously, Kenny and Rico aren't in the Michigan conversation, but if the Tigers do well, we'll all be happy. If the Lions do well, Rico's not in that conversation either, but I think you want to see the Lions do good for your friends, your people. Oh, you don't have to worry about the station. You don't have to worry about the Niners yet anyway.
And the seating purpose.
Yeah, I mean, right.
And you know what? You knocked off the Rams, so.
No, I know. But I mean.
That's actually good for the Niners.
Okay, good. All right. Yes, okay.
That's good for the Niners.
So it's not a bad thing. I think the probability, believe it or not, is higher for the Lions, Tigers, and I don't think Michigan, well, I'm on with John tomorrow morning.
See, here's the thing.
I don't think Michigan has much of a chance.
Here's the thing.
Saturday, but that's me.
I see where Kenny's is coming from. I probably wouldn't pick the Lions because I think, like you, the Lions can do this whether I watch that game or not.
Correct.
They're good enough to beat the Rams. They don't need my help, Kenny.
No, and you know
what? That's a compliment to the Lions.
And if they don't win, it's one of 17. We did the game by game. I remember I came back after, I think it was with Jim, actually, with Costa. I had them losing this game when the schedule came out. But but things change. But still,
see, I thought that it would be so I thought that either this game or the next game. Like, I don't think they're going to sweep both teams. They knocked out the playoffs. So I feel you on that.
They probably don't need the guarantee. But this is the NFL, man. Any given Sunday, I know it's cliche, but the Rams could just very easily march in here and win this game.
Oh yeah, you got Nacua and Kupp going up against two
rookie corners. Exactly. It's problematic.
I'm probably going to side with David because it makes the Tigers relevant.
Yes.
They're crashing the party. They understood the assignment, and now they're lingering too long. Now you kind of want them to go away or get a wild card spot, but get out of purgatory, okay? Yeah. Either we're in a relationship or we're not. But this whole kind of seeing each other type of thing, it gets tired real fast. So get yourself into that last wild card spot. And we'll keep watching you.
I just hope the Tigers play well enough today and tomorrow where you can really have this discussion on Friday with you and Mike in Vegas. So,
yeah. And Michigan? Yeah, I'm just going to root for radio. So I think you know where I answered that question 2 years ago, which one I'm taking. 248-539-9797. You get to pick one, and you whichever one you pick, it's guaranteed. You'll get the exact outcome that you want. We'll get your phone calls. We'll get your ticket text next. 97.1.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to LinkedIn.com/results to claim your credit. That's LinkedIn.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. Ooh. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, three-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.